Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for those beautiful readings. It started out from Philippians about be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. At one time in my life, I was quite the worrywart. I just would worry about everything, and I think I had done it a good part of my life, and it was very hard to stop it. And that statement from Philippians had been given to me by a practitioner, and it was explained that to be careful for nothing, it means don't be anxious about anything. And then it gives the recipe for that anxiety. And that is, instead of being worried, in everything, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. We heard tonight how God is our best and ever friend. And Mrs. Eddy says, although he really knows nothing about error or evil, that yes, he is our best and ever friend, and we go to him like we would a very loving father. So in times when we are feeling worried, instead of feeling worried and anxious, we can talk to our Father, Mother, God about it and start praising him and thanking him for all the good he's given in our life and know that he will continue to give us good. And as we do that, and as I learn to do that and learn to wrestle with my mortal mind thought that wanted to worry and began to be grateful and thankful and acknowledging his presence and power, then the next step happens, in which it says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And that is exactly what happens when you do this faithfully. And why do we do it? Because we do trust our Father, Mother, God. We do love him. And we do want to obey the first commandment and have no other gods before the one God. This has been such a tremendous lesson for me. I still work with it often when I'm tempted to worry about things, to know, nope, not going to do that. I'm going to thank God, praise God, and be conscious and aware of his ever-present love for me and for everyone everywhere. I'm always so grateful to come to these Wednesday night meetings and hear all the wonderful ways in which we apply Christian Science, in which we hear about a God that loves us. And also, there can never be any after-holiday letdown. We keep our joy, we keep our gratitude, ever thanking, ever praising our wonderful God. Have a good night.